Pardeep Kalika of Franklin, Wisconsin, is a gun owner. That makes sense. He's a former police officer. It also squares with his religion. Sikhs, Kalika says, are known for being warriors.
We have a saying in our faith that after you exhaust all other means, it is proper to pick up the sword. And now people have replaced that sword with a gun.
But Kalika thinks about this stuff very differently than he used to. In 2012, a white supremacist went into the Sikh temple where Kalika's family prays on Sundays. 10 people were shot, 6 died. One of them was Kalika's father. Gun violence is a public health crisis, Kalika says, and people need to talk about it with courage and honesty.
My 9-year-old came home a couple days back and told me about an active shooter drill that they're doing at their elementary school. Why are we doing active shooter drills and at elementary schools? Why is that necessary? Altogether, I think we just have way too many guns.
Kalika says he worries that gun violence in America is going to get worse before it gets better. Joe Carter thinks about the whole issue in another way. He's an editor at the Gospel Coalition. Carter says it's no surprise that many conservative evangelicals, like him, are skeptical about the wisdom of rushing to pass new gun control laws after a high-profile mass shooting.
A lot of the gun control measures are in place already. They're just not being enforced. I mean, if you're going to shoot up a church, you're not likely to worry too much about a gun control law. So I think the problem is that many of the laws are already in place, and they're just not as effective as people assume they are.
Carter says he's all for keeping guns out of the hands of criminals, but where he grew up in rural Texas, the idea of going to church with a gun in your truck or your holster was normal. It's the prevalence of evil and sin, Carter says, that many evangelicals see as the real problem here, not just guns.
We keep thinking that if we just pass this one law, gun violence will go away. It's never going to happen. We're never going to eradicate sin, so we're always going to have to deal with these issues. But I think we can do a better job of addressing them at a lower level and at a more personal level.
For example, Carter says many of the shootings at churches are connected with domestic violence. That's something, he says, people need to talk about more. Mara Newman has changed the way she thinks about firearms. She grew up in the New York City area where relatively few people owned guns. Now, as the senior rabbi at Temple Beth El in San Antonio, Texas, Newman says some members of her congregation are ranchers or hunters, and she's pretty sure some of them, when they come to synagogue, bring their gun.
I know that there are people who do, whether they've left it in their car or whether it's in their bag or it's in their cowboy boot. You know, I mean, there certainly are people who are most likely carrying.
And Newman says she respects that, but she still thinks that a big part of the solution to gun violence in America is tougher gun controls. Pardeep Kalika, whose father was killed at the Sikh temple 5 years ago, says there's no agreement on this issue, but people of faith, he says, bring an important perspective.
God exists in every person, regardless of race, gender, creed, caste, class. It exists in everybody. God exists in our compassion and our forgiveness and our ability to like see the soul in another person and say, hey, I need to protect life.
And that's where people of faith, Kalika says, need to step up. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.